ye be listening to a Brazen Wench production. Arr!
This episode of Dr. Geek's Laboratory of Applied Geekdom is sponsored by the Dr. Geek's Lab Season 1 box set. Search for it now at www.downpour.com. Follow the link from the store section at www.drgeeklab.com, or ask for it wherever audiobooks are sold.
Previously on Dr. Geek's Laboratory of Applied Geekdom.
Let's conduct an experiment, shall we? I've prepared a mix of compounds that should give Mr. Creature bioluminescent properties. Here you go, Mr. Creature.
You got it, Doc.
Ah, he should not have burst into flames. No worries, I can fix it.
4 years, Dr. Geek toiled in obscurity, trying to realize the future through the science of applied geekdom, a science he created. Pressured to prove his theories or lose funding, Dr. Geek opened the doors of his amazing laboratory to public participation and public collaboration. Now, with the help of his partner, Mr. Flask, a test subject known as Mr. Creature, a computer called the Deus Ex Machine, and a host of other supporters, Dr. Geek conducts an investigation into the world of tomorrow, creating the future by discussing it.
Sleigh bells ring.
Laboratory of Applied Geekdom. Here is the lab director and your human host, Dr. Geek.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my lab, where we investigate science from fiction. I'll be with you shortly. I'm just finishing up my report concerning my latest public appearances. Deus, continue lab director's log. According to the convention organizer, my presentation, The Science of Doctor Who, was the most attended and best received of the panel presentations at this year's Time Lord Fest.
Congratulations.